Pink Floyd fans are mourning the loss of founding member Richard Wright. Wright died of cancer yesterday. He was 65. He played keyboards and wind instruments. He sang and composed some of Pink Floyd's early material, including the song Great Gig in the Sky. Two years ago, Richard Wright performed along with his former bandmate David Gilmour at the Gdansk shipyards in Poland. The two appeared at the invitation of the former Polish president to celebrate the anniversary of the Solidarity Trade Union, a powerful anti-communist force in the former Soviet bloc. 50,000 fans showed up for the historic Polish show. Next week marks the release of the CD and DVD versions of that concert. Music journalist Christian Bordahl spoke with David Gilmour about the Gdansk show and about his old band, Pink Floyd. He has this story.
In 1968, Pink Floyd's songwriter and visionary leader, Syd Barrett, famously freaked out due to a mixture of heavy drug use and mental illness. The band had just put out its first album, and they decided to soldier on, replacing Barrett's guitar and vocals with his old schoolmate, David Gilmour. But the group struggled over the next few years, trying to find its new musical voice.
We didn't really find ourselves, after Syd left, very good at doing short, pithy pop songs. We just found that we were much better at jamming and extending what we were doing and exploring that sort of longer thing. And the audiences were very into it in those days, and that's what they followed. But I think that all went rather out of fashion at some point.
It may be out of fashion, but one of the highlights of the Live in Gdansk set is a rare performance of the song Echoes from the groundbreaking 1971 Pink Floyd album Metal, the record where the band really started to find its sound. Echoes is a rousing 25-minute epic that incorporates all the elements of Pink Floyd's grand and ambitious progressive rock. The dance concert was set up in two halves. The first half, after a couple of Dark Side of the Moon tracks to warm the audience up, was devoted to a straight, track-by-track rendering, including the full orchestra, of Gilmour's last solo album, On an Island. But it's the second half, and the second CD of the new set, where things really get interesting. This disc is devoted to a cross-section of Pink Floyd tunes that go all the way back to before Gilmour even joined the band, and through to its last album in 1994, The Division Bell.
The expectation on me as a solo artist is very different to the audience's expectation of a Pink Floyd show. And it was quite liberating for us to be able to just pick diverse songs of very different styles from even before my time within Pink Floyd, songs like Astronomy Domini.
As with most of the big, enduring rock acts, the rising success of Pink Floyd and the rising size of its members' egos began to fracture the band over time. Its last great album, The Wall, was written almost entirely by bassist Roger Waters, and I asked David Gilmour about the infamous struggles for control of the band between the two of them.
It was never a struggle between him wanting control and me wanting control. I never wanted absolute control. But Roger at one point certainly seemed to be going in that direction. This was certainly brewing during the Wall a bit, but it was such a good project that it didn't seem to matter. But after the Wall, it certainly became a bit more of a dominant feature of our relationship. There is no pain, you are receding.
distant ship smoke on the horizon.
But Gilmore isn't sweating this stuff anymore. At 62, he's become one of those royal British rockers with a Commander of the British Empire medal and a big country estate. By his own admission, he's less obsessed and engaged with music than he was as a young man. But that unmistakable, sweetly calm and melodic guitar sound of his, that is still very much in evidence. For those Floydophiles that have been holding out hope that Pink Floyd will get together for one last hurrah, well, Richard Wright's death may create some impetus for the remaining members to make nice, as they did at Live Aid in 2005. I spoke with David Gilmour before we'd learned of Richard Wright's death, and based on that conversation, I wouldn't hold my breath for any more Pink Floyd albums or tours.
I don't think that, working together again in the future would be a very valuable exercise. It's a very tempting thing to try and relive your glory days again when you get a bit older and you worry that people have forgotten all about you. I suspect I can live without it.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
David Gilmour's live CD and DVD set is called Live in Gdansk. It will be in stores next week. You can hear full tracks from the album at nprmusic.org. Christian Bordahl is a musician and journalist in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
Thank you very much indeed for coming. It's been terrific.